I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and things seem to be a little bit slow in northeast South Dakota for fishing. Any different up there in the last week?
No. In fact, I would say we probably even slowed down more from last week when we talked. You know, there's still people fishing, but boy, it's a tough bite. I would say if you want to catch some fish, you go to Enemy Swim, but they're not going to be big. You'll catch some numbers of small bluegills as well as some little perch, but like I said, you won't find much for bigger fish biting right now. And the other one would probably be Bitter Lake. They're still getting a few walleyes, the people that are overnight, but otherwise it's a pretty tough bite across the area.
Guys who fish the Goose Lake portion, which is the west-southwest area of Bitter Lake, are there many access areas or roads that end up in the lake to get on that body of water?
They come in off from the south part of Goose Lake, I know, at times. So that's probably the shortest or the easiest route to get into Goose Lake, I would guess. I don't know if there's any drifts or anything. I guess I haven't been in that area for sure.
Yeah.
This year to check.
How about Waw Bay?
There's still people fishing it. Bite slow. I think people are moving around a lot, catching a few perch if they continue to move and look for fish. But overall, I would say it's just a tough bite.
All the way up to Opitz, the same?
Yeah. Surprisingly, Opitz, we know there's good numbers of perch in there, and then those fish just never take off in the winter. Every once in a while, somebody will do well. But people struggle to catch those fish in the winter on Opitz. Pius would be another one. You know, again, good numbers of fish there, and just haven't heard much going on there.
You know, the rest of this month, as far as snow, doesn't really look like anything major, but it's almost imperative we get into March that we're going to get some snow, or you want it up in that Day County area especially, because how dry it's been.
Right. You know, we haven't had any good runoff for a few years now, and you know, that's pretty well related to what our perch do. If we have runoff in the spring, we tend to have better year classes produced of yellow perch. And since we haven't had that, we're starting to see the effects of that. You know, we just don't have the perch around like we used to have. So hopefully we do get some runoff and we can produce some perch again this year and, you know, kind of reset some of these lakes.
And as far as the spawning operation, you're pretty limited to what and how you can do for very much perch, aren't you?
Right. We don't do a whole lot with perch simply because, you know, they're lower on, I guess, on the food pyramid. So it would take a huge numbers to stock them in a lot of our lakes. So we really can't produce them. And they're the way they are, when conditions are right, they produce lots of fish. So we really don't usually have to stock them. So hopefully the conditions improve and we can, you know, naturally produce some fish this year.
Any news out of Horseshoe or Antelope or Pickerel Lake?
You know, I've heard a few walleyes on Pickerel, but I don't think there's a whole lot of pressure there. Horseshoe, really haven't heard anything. I see a few on my way home. I see a few shacks headed that way towards Horseshoe, but just haven't heard any reports. And Antelope's been really quiet, just nothing coming out of there.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County's conservation officer out of Esteline, South Dakota, Dan Sternhagen. And as far as fishing, right there close to Garden City, to Esteline, Ponset, Dry Lake, Albert, how's it going?
It's Ponset's still bringing most of the people out, and a lot of people are tackling the open waters out there. Talking to a lot of the anglers out there, they're finding some fish, a lot of small walleyes, a handful of perch throughout the entire basin of the lake. From the sounds of it, on the weekends, a lot of them fish are getting spooked out and not as crowded up as they should be. So it takes a lot of work to search and find them out, but once you do find them, the bite tends to be pretty good. So if you're willing to move around and find fish on Ponson, you'll do well. I've had a handful of friends out fishing on Albus. Didn't do very well, but it sounds like the access out the north is pretty bumpy, but if you can get out there and drive around, some people are getting some fish out there, but if you go to Ponce, you'll probably have better success. I did see one guy on Dry Lake this last week, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he didn't stay long because about a half hour later he was gone. So I don't think the fish are really taking off out there either. So.
Well, clear by Thomas or over in the west end of the county, anything?
I've talked to two people on clear that have fished that. Bite's been really off. I don't know where the fish have gone from about a month ago out there. Guys are doing pretty decent, but lately it's just been really a dead bite out there.
Yeah, I was on there last Friday, Dan. I was on Clear Lake last Friday. Tried the far south end where it kind of drops off by the face of those bluffs and the rocks and nothing, and over by the main point on the northeast side, and I just couldn't find any fish at all or mark any.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of similar deal. People are going out there 3-4 hours at a time and not marking a single fish, which isn't a good sign.
And then 3 buck or a fate, anything?
Both faces. If you got little kids and you want to catch small perch, they're going to be 5-6 inch perch. A lot of people are going over there with small kids catching fish like that on fate. 3 buck. I don't know what the deal is with that this year. I've talked to probably 2 people been fishing out there, and people just can't seem to find the fish. And it's kind of a mystery out there. Typically, that could be some good fishing.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, working from up at Brookings where you live, down south, any lakes standing out or bites just normal at all?
It just, as we said the past weeks, it just continues to be spotty. There's probably one good report and then 2 or 3 bad reports on top of it. Thompson's been tough, but I've heard of a few people up on the north end hit them pretty good one day and got into the walleyes pretty good up there. Whitewood continues to produce a mixed bag of really nice perch and really big walleyes, 4 or 5 pound walleyes. One day, you might catch 10, 15 perch and a couple of those walleyes, and the next day, nothing. So that's kind of the name of the game. Sinai, I've heard a report or two of some nice crappies now, but of course when we tried it, we didn't do very well, but I think they're getting some crappies and some walleyes out there at the right time. I haven't heard anything on East or West Oakwood lately. I know East Oakwood was pretty good there about 2 weeks back. There was some pretty good perch fishing and some walleyes in the mix. Further south, Lake Madison is continuing to produce some fish. Some nights it's a few walleyes. I guess there's been a pretty good perch bite in the evenings at times, and other nights it's just a total zero. So they're catching some fish there. Closer to Sioux Falls, I think it's the same game down there. Beaver Lake, there's some people who have been fishing out there. South Island Lake, I had heard a report about two weeks back about Lake Alvin yielding some crappies, and we know from our lake survey that lake has some good crappies in it this year, not just the small ones that are typically there.
Hey, Dave, how about as far as Kingsbury, that Mud and Spirit, and then Fish Lake, just north of Brookings in Dual County? Hear anything from those three bodies?
I haven't heard anything on Fish Lake, but as of 2 weeks ago, some of my coworkers were up at Spirit Lake, and they got into some perch, and I think they picked up a walleye or two, So, our survey showed a pretty good fish population right now on Spirit Lake, and I think if you pick the right day, you're going to catch some fish.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now on the phone, we have Dr. Bradley Meyer, Watertown, with the Cottington County Pro Pheasants. The banquet is the 16th. Tell us about it.
It will be our 17th annual banquet, Don, and it starts at 6. The doors open at 5:30 and dinner's at 7:30 out at the Cottington County Extension Center. And tickets are $50 in advance, $55 at the door. And for youth 16 and under, it's $15. We have memberships available. We have tables of aid available, and we also have sponsorships available. And we're certainly looking for any donations folks would want to put toward the banquet that we can use for raffles and things like that. But you can look up information for us at professus.com. We also have tickets available at Meyer Visual Clinic, at Health First Chiropractic, and at the Chamber.
Brad, how many, what did you have for membership or people at the banquet last year?
Last year, I think we fed 540 people, Don. It's a big deal. We have about 75 to 100 kids there. We have some people that sponsor some guns just for kids, so I think we're giving away over a dozen guns to kids and stuff, so it's a thing where we want to try to get them involved, too, and get them off the couch.
Anybody, is any phone numbers, can they call you?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 881-7077 or 880-6643. Or also, you can look us up on the Internet on professus.com, and you can actually purchase tickets online this year.
Well, Dr. Bradley Meyer, Cottington County Pro Pheasants, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And another outdoor information, the tournament up at Grass Lake and Dry Lake near Florence, South Dakota with the Conservation Club. Perch winner first hour, 0.59. Second hour, 1.25. Third hour, 1.01. Fourth hour, 0.75. And then the walleye, first hour winner, 0.55. Second hour, 0.86. 0.85 for the third hour, 0.92. So small walleyes up there. And the Dallas Lindner had the biggest northern, 13.61 pounds. The Sioux Wahpeton Tribe will have a fishing tournament on South Buffalo, and that'll be February 10th from 8 to 2. And for more info, you can call 880-6331. Wild Hare and HD Outfitters Ice Fishing Tournament, February 10th on Lake Ponset. For more information, call Luke at 692-4273. The Elks Lodge will have their Ice Fishing Derby this Saturday, February 10th, 1 to 6. $5 to get in. It'll be on Lake Compesca. Weigh your fish in at the prop or at Compesca Lodge. And the Condi Fire Department's or Coyote Calling Contest, Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, out of Condi. A fundraiser there. If you want more information, call Dave at 228-7817. And then the second annual Webster Wabe Grenville Knights of Columbus Fishing Tournament, this Saturday, February 10th. And for more information on that, you can get a hold of Mark at 881-2258. And finally, the South Dakota Trappers 4th Annual Ice Fishing Tournament this Saturday, February 10th, and it'll be on Indian Springs. And for more information on that, you can get a hold of John at 532-5812. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel up to the Watertown Area Game Fish and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and I guess fishing right around here or Clark County. Any lakes standing out, Kyle?
We could start over by Watertown there. Goose Lake, that one's been kind of hit and miss, but guys at times are doing decent out there on the wall. I haven't seen too much for perch yet. It seems like the mornings or evenings have been the best. Guys are having to search a little bit, but some guys are having some pretty good luck out there. Then I would say probably Dry Lake up by Florence there. Seen a fair number of fish out of there too, but there's also been a few enough guys that haven't had too many fish either. So
I know in their tournament, a lot of the walleyes, I think, were from 5 tenths to 9 tenths that won, and the perch got from a half a pound up to a little over a pound. So, you know, some quality perch, but kind of tough on keeper walleyes.
Yep. Yeah, and that's, I talked to guys after that tournament, and that's what they had told me, and It sounded like after that tournament, they caught a few more fish, though. So,
yeah, well,
sounds like
good.
Maybe around that dark time would be a little bit better time to be out there.
On Kempeska, pretty much around City Park for fishermen?
That's kind of what I've seen. And that one's been another one of those hit and miss, like a lot of our lakes have been here lately. And guys, it sounds like are finding a few panfish and some walleye, but it don't sound like anything real spectacular out there.
Stink, are they still catching a few perch? Have you been up there?
Yep. Guys, the perch are still at, I'd say, that 7 to about 11, 11 and a half. And it sounds like it's pretty consistent action along with, it sounds like they're getting walleye, but a lot of the walleye are on the small side, that 10 inches and smaller, so.
Boy, over in Clark County, Dry Lake by Willow Lake, I just haven't heard a good consistent run of perch or walleyes over there. Have you seen any good fishermen good fishing condition there with fish in the bag?
I have not yet. I haven't. I know guys are continually trying it, hoping to find them, and I haven't heard too many good reports out of there yet. Most of the ones I hear is they'll catch a few perch here or a few walleye here, and that's about all I've heard so far this winter. But I know the ice heaves are making it difficult for travel out there this year as well.
Anything out of Indian Springs?
Indian Springs, it sounds like guys are getting a few walleye, not a lot of them, and it sounds like if you're looking for fish to eat, it'd probably not be the place to go. It sounds like most of the walleye are over that 20-inch mark. But guys are finding a few of them, but it's still, just like the rest of them, it's still pretty slow out there.
Well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Clark and Coddington County office, thank you. Well, now we travel out to Las Vegas, Nevada, but before we talk about goose hunting out at the river, Tim Withers, Game Fish and Parks, and it's a national archery tournament with maybe up to 3,000 shooters.
Yeah, actually, it's a World Archery Festival, is what they call it here. Yeah, you can hear them.
Okay.
We're kind of getting set up. Right now, we've got a state tournament going on for Nevada, so that's why it's so noisy. They're cheering for each other. But,
okay.
We're setting up for that, and I'm trying to keep tabs on what the waterfowl are doing back in South Dakota.
Well, what about the geese? Are good numbers yet around pier?
You know, it's really been a late flight, so it's kind of hard to really tell how many are around, but our numbers haven't dropped or anything like that.
So there's still plenty of time, or if you want to make a goose hunting trip or a weekend, it's a good place to go.
Oh, yeah. You know, the guys are still getting birds. I've been keeping track of the what's going on out there the last few days while I've been gone. And guys are just telling me it's late flight. Still seeing a lot of birds. You just got to get to the right, get into the right spot type stuff.
Not much snow cover on the ground.
You know, when I left South Dakota on Monday morning, it was snowing a little, but I just assume there's still some on there just because of the temperatures. I guess guys have been planning. What I won last the other day when I talked to him, he was still using some snow spray on his blind just to kind of mix it in. It isn't totally white, so just kind of had to splatter it.
Well, appreciate the goose information, and with up to 3,000 archers, I'm sure it'll be like laying in a big field of snow geese. When you get home, your ears will take a few days to adjust.
Yeah, it's for sure. After I get done here, I'll be ready for a little peace and quiet.
Okay, Tim Withers out of the goose trailer. That's a Sheehan Waterfowl unit north of Pier. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Milbank, Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peckelder, and well, right there in your own backyard on the border of Minnesota and South Dakota, Big Stone. Fishing been kind of tough there also, like a lot of, northeast lakes?
It's been pretty tough. We're still having a lot of anglers out there trying, especially on the weekends, but it's been pretty slow. You'll catch fish, but it just seems like it's probably that one keeper per hour for perch, or even a little bit under that. So you got to put some time in.
Any other lakes that they're trying that you know of, Traverse or Summit?
Traverse, there's a few guys out there, just not a lot. And they're catching the occasional walleye and then here and there getting a bluegill. But just not a lot of pressure there, not catching too much. Summit Lake has been really quiet.
Okay.
I think a person could go out there and run some tip-ups and catch a northern here and there. But just it's been really quiet and not seen a lot of activity there.
I happened to get over to Bullhead Lake in Dual County and caught a keeper perch in the first 20 minutes, and that's what I still had 3 hours later. So kept it in a bucket and let it go and talked to people that weren't doing that good. Any lakes in Dual County stand out at all?
You know, that Round Lake over there by Bullhead was getting some walleye, and it's hit and miss, though, like every place else is being. And the size quality are pretty good, but it's just, you know, day-to-day and not really catching a lot. Other places in Dual, you know, Fish Lake way south, the net numbers are really good, but just not seeing many people catching much. So just kind of quiet over there.
And Clear Lake or Alice, nothing, or Cochrane?
You know, you hardly see anybody on Alice unless it's that last hour of the day. You'll see some people try it. Cochrane, you'll see a few people out there maybe catching some panfish. Oliver, kind of the same thing. You'll see some small perch being caught, but just not a lot of activity.
Well, Jamie Peck Elder, CEO out of Millbank and covering a bit of Dual. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.